Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Legislation that would more than triple the amount of coronavirus relief checks has hit a dead end in the Republican-controlled Senate. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell continues to block the House-passed measure.
McConnell once again blocked a vote on the measure, slamming the $2,000 checks as socialism for rich people. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer accused McConnell of turning his back on the millions of Americans struggling during the pandemic.
I hope every American who has their water or heat or electricity shut off, or had to choose which meal to skip on a given day, I hope they all heard the reason they will not receive $2,000 checks is because Leader McConnell thinks it could wind up in the hands of, quote, Democrats' rich friends.
McConnell has paired the measure for higher stimulus checks with legislation that Democrats don't support, essentially quashing the effort. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Several states are moving up seniors in their COVID vaccine distribution lines. In Nashville, Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports Tennessee is one of those states.
Federal guidelines give states some latitude in who to prioritize for vaccination. Tennessee has now decided to start vaccinating anyone over 75 as early as next week, whether they're in a nursing home or not. Dr. Lisa Piercy, who leads the state's Department of Health, says seniors make up a majority of hospitalizations in the state. State and even a higher percentage of the deaths.
It allows us to vaccinate our highest risk Tennesseans earlier, regardless of their employment status or their industry. And the crux of all of our decision making is risk.
Colorado, Florida, and Texas are also moving seniors to the front of the line, in part to respond to unanticipated delays in vaccine distribution. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
The European Union says new U.S. tariffs on European goods will disrupt ongoing negotiations trying to end the 16-year dispute over aircraft subsidies. Terry Schultz reports that EU officials say they will take up the long-running trade dispute with the incoming Biden administration.
The latest round of U.S. import duties on EU goods is in response to what the U.S. Trade Representative's office says were excessive tariffs imposed by the EU on American goods earlier this year. The two sides have both been found by the WTO to have illegally subsidized their aircraft manufacturers, a ruling that's allowed both sides to engage in a protracted tariff fight.
Terry Schultz reporting. Wall Street pulled it out of the fire on the last day of 2020. The Dow and the S&P 500 both at records, despite a coronavirus-shaken global market. The Dow up 196 at 30,606 points. This is NPR News. Senator David Perdue of Georgia is now in quarantine after coming into contact with a COVID-infected person. He is one of two Republican incumbents in the state facing a runoff vote 5 days from now. The campaign says he and his wife have tested negative. Early voting in both the Perdue and the Senator Kelly Loeffler races has turnout for a Georgia runoff at record highs. If both lose, control of the U.S. Senate will cross into Democratic hands. New Year's Eve in Times Square won't have the crowds, but the ball will drop at midnight. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, the annual live broadcast also will go on.
This is the 49th New Year's Eve celebration produced by Dick Clark Productions. The host, Ryan Seacrest, will talk to President-elect Joe Biden and Jill Biden in their last interview of 2020. Performers on the ABC broadcast also include Cyndi Lauper and Billy Porter. They worked on the show Kinky Boots together.
Oh, Papa's got a brand new shoe.
Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve will include performances from Los Angeles and New Orleans. With the coronavirus crippling the world this year, the countdown to 2021 can't come soon enough. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
From New Zealand to Australia to Asia to the Arab Gulf and now to Moscow. National celebrations in most places are restrained by a global pandemic. Everyone is eager to embrace a new chapter in 2021. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News.